Unit 8. Movies. Cinema was introduced to China 1 year after its debut in Paris on December 28, 1895. Ever since, film has been an important form of entertainment for the Chinese, especially those living in cities. Hollywood films dominated the Chinese market in the 1930s and 40s. Then, after the founding of the People's Republic of China in 1949, Hollywood films disappeared from the scene. Since the 1990s, when the Chinese government reversed its policy, American blockbusters such as Forrest Gump and Titanic have drawn large crowds wherever they were shown in China. On the whole, however, audiences are dwindling. To attract more customers, Chinese movie theaters have started to convert to American-style multiplexes. Most people, however, watch films at home on pirated VCDs and DVDs, which can be found on every street corner in Chinese cities. Westerners may be familiar with a number of Chinese films that the Chinese themselves have never seen. Some Chinese movies were banned. Others, like Raise the Red Lantern, had a very limited release. However, a number of new, young film directors and producers are beginning to attract notice worldwide. The Road Home is just one of the newly released films that have received critical and popular acclaim abroad. Popular entertainment. As movie audiences dwindle, other forms of entertainment have taken hold. Karaoke, for instance, has become wildly popular with both young and old at banquets, in bars, or at family gatherings. Guests are often invited to join in the fun. At times like these, it's best to be a good sport and play along, even if you can't hold a tune. Good-natured ribbing and hamming are part of the merriment. Mahjong, traditionally a game for men and women of leisure, has also regained its popularity after being banned for decades. Small fortunes are won or lost at the mahjong table. Quartets of men or women often play late into the night amidst clouds of cigarette smoke. Card games are also eagerly arranged and anticipated at family reunions and parties.